BP officials say they discovered the problem shortly after beginning a procedure that would choke off the flow from the leaking undersea well. During the operation, engineers slowly close all of the valves that are releasing oil and natural gas from the damaged well in an effort to take a series of pressure readings. BP Senior Vice President Kent Wells said crews noticed a leak in one of the lines that funnels oil from the wellhead to surface ships. He said they needed to replace the so-called choke line to get an accurate pressure reading.
We had a second choke on surface, so we disconnected that choke and hub system, took it up, brought the other one down, landed it this morning, and we're once again going through the process of positioning ourselves to do the well integrity test.
The pressure test aims to determine if there's any damage or leaks in the well pipe, which runs nearly 4 kilometers under the seafloor. If the pipe is damaged, oil and gas could leak into the seafloor instead of flowing up the pipe. Wells said earlier testing with seismic monitoring equipment suggests the well pipe is intact.
We didn't see any leakage of oil and gas that we could pick up in any of our seismic information that would indicate there was any oil leaving from the Macondo well.
The test result will help engineers prepare for the kill operation, which involves filling the well pipe with heavy mud to stop the flow of oil and natural gas. BP officials say they may conduct that operation as early as mid-August, when a relief well is expected to be finished. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.